This week on Make It Right, I'm mining 40 years of manufacturing leadership for great stories and tips from my guest, Peter Gibbons.
The success or failure of a manufacturing plant is the fact that the people who know best how it really operates, what really happens on the day-to-day, are the people on the floor and the supervisors. And so as leaders, if you can create a transparent, open, two-way communication flow where you're genuinely interested in improving things, solving problems, making things better, then you'll find those things out. If you don't, if you are kind of command and control, you know, push, push, push to get volume, people give up telling you things because you're not going to fix them and they never get to you and you're trying to solve the wrong problem. So the best plants are the ones where people are open to understanding how does it truly work and what are the things that get in the way of people making the plant run faster, better, hit schedule, create better products, better quality, right first time. And I've always remembered Annie. I'd flown in from Cleveland to visit that plant and how proud she was to show me that they'd redesigned this process. But then also how worried I was when I left because I thought, there are so many things that I don't know. I've got to make sure that people can talk openly about the things that get in the way of them doing a good job.
Peter Gibbons' career spans leadership roles in coffee, toy, and paint companies, and he shares some great stories this week on Make It Right.